Coach Huger is with us here courtside to talk about it. And, Coach, I was just saying, you look at the stat sheet, some of it is remarkably similar, 38% shooting for both teams, 8 threes for you, 9 for them, 15 free throws for you, 14 for them. But the other stats went against you pretty hard, most notably the points off turnovers, 20-7. That had to be the key thing, I would think.
It's definitely the key thing. We didn't take care of the ball. We had way too many live ball turnovers. Live ball turnovers is when we turn the ball over and they're able to score right away off our turnovers. Dead ball turnovers is when they go out of bounds and we can set our defense. We just had way too many live ball turnovers and just too many guys not ready to play. Not ready to play, not coming to play, and you know, think I scored a couple points and now I'm ready to go. That's not it. We got to defend way better than what we've done. Gave up way too many points. Points in the paint just weren't tough enough. Second half, we were much better, but we need to put together two good halves and not just one.
Yeah, the second chance points, they beat you there 13-4, and seemed like especially in the first half, Coach, they had a lot of athleticism and size in spots where they seemed to have a bit of an advantage there in the first half. Was that just sometimes you guys were maybe mismatched because of a switch or out of position? Talk about how they really outworked you in that first half.
Oh, they were tougher. They were way, way, way tougher than we were in the first half. They just took it from us. I mean, we had no fight in the first half, none whatsoever. And, you know, we got to come out better. We got to start the game better. And that's just it. They were more physical. They rebounded the ball well, got second chance opportunities, just pushed us all over the place. We weren't ready to play and ready to fight.
Coach, you got back within two with about 9 minutes to go, and then I think it was Williams hit a three, and Coach Ritter used a timeout right there. From that point on, they kind of reassumed control. Did they do something different, or did they get refreshed with that three and the timeout? Talk about what happened at that point in the game.
At that point in the game, we made a comeback. They took a tough shot, made a tough three in that situation. He called timeout, and you know, it wasn't that, you know, we started to turn the ball over and they would go down and score, and that kind of built the lead back up, and then we cut it again, and then just couldn't quite get over the hump. You know, we got it to two and took a bad shot that led to their transition, or turned it over that led to their transition, and that's when they went on their run. We got to know what's good shots. We take bad shots that lead to their transition and not understand that we play a lot of hero ball and everybody think they can do it by themselves, and we can't. You need your teammates. And we're still a work in progress, still getting better. I like what we did in the second half, but definitely displeased with the first half.
Coach, Caden Matheny really struggled to find shots tonight. I'm sure that's a byproduct of hitting 8 threes the other night. But late in the game, he finally got some opportunities, knocked down some big shots. But seemed like today, Skyhawks were intent on not letting him find looks. And they did a good job with that.
They did. They did a good job of not letting him find looks. He got some clean ones, you know, so he was able to knock those down. We got to do a better job of finding him when he's open, and we got to have other guys playing well. When we don't have other guys playing well, we can key in on Caden and much more, and that's what happened today. Didn't have enough guys playing well. We get guys, different guys playing well on different days. We somehow, some way got to get everybody playing hard on the same day. We don't get everybody playing hard on the same day, and that's the issue for us.
Well, Willie Lightfoot tonight, Coach, again, we saw the good and the bad, but he played a season-high 24 minutes. He made several very nice plays, had a couple of bad ones in there, but he's starting to smooth things out. What in particular did you like about Willie today?
He did a good job controlling the pace, did a good job of pushing in transition. He was really good defensively. He just played a really good game today. And, you know, hopefully we can get him, keep him playing that way and keep him in a good place. And that's where he's at right now. And, you know, I hope he can, you know, continue playing at that level. But like a lot of things he did, he found people. But we also had some costly mistakes, some costly turnovers, some questionable shot selections, you know, all of the stuff that you get when you get a freshman out there playing 29 minutes a game. So hopefully we can improve.
Well, certainly tonight, Chandler Turner's presence could have helped, and we certainly hope to have him back soon. But now you've got two games here at home before MAC season comes, and these two games, I would think, in the macro picture of your season are games where you feel like you need to get some things straightened out before you head to Ypsilanti, right?
Definitely got to get some things straightened out, you know, and I think, you know, we can't take anybody lightly, so we got to come ready to play on Monday. And, you know, be ready to take the game. We can't have these sluggish thoughts and think that it's just going to happen because we got Bowling Green on our chest. We got to earn it. So hopefully we'll be able to earn it on Monday.
Well, it's a morning game, but you guys this year at Stroh have the morning practice window, so it'll be like a normal day schedule for you guys,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a normal day schedule for us. We practice at 8 a.m., so our guys should be up. Ready to go, and bodies should be used to this time. We just got to do a great job of recovering tonight and getting our rest and getting hydrated and just being ready to go.
Coach, appreciate you coming out. Good luck on Monday.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons fall to Tennessee Martin today, 75-67.